Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Fridays are good.
Thank God.
I know. Isn't it great?
I made this weekend.
I have to friggin' work tomorrow. Ugh. Every time I have a weekend to myself, I have to work. I'm just like, oh, no good.
Your housemates you away on holiday or something, are they?
Going to Port Macquarie tonight, so... Yeah, it's good.
The house is Maddie's zone now.
Exactly.
Turn up the election coverage.
Yeah,
crack open the beers.
What do you do when your housemate's gone?
I spend a lot of time in my room because I don't like to encroach on their TV time together.
Because it's
a couple.
They canoodle on the couch.
Yeah, and I feel awkward sitting out there. Like, great, I love them.
Come and canoodle, my little noodle.
So I sit out on the couch in the lounge room, you know, watch whatever I like on the big TV. It's good. It's good.
Nice. And what about cooking? Do you cook like foods that are, you know, steak that smells up the apartment and stuff?
No. I still get takeaway. That's why I'm a fat slob.
You're not a slob.
You are not.
And you're not a fatty waddy.
Thanks, Jade.
Fatty waddy. I've never
fatty
heard
waddy,
that
chubba wubba.
You're not a chubba wubba.
My little chubba wubba. So yesterday, if you listen to the podcast,
yeah,
we had our like evaluation with our boss Simon.
That's right,
we did.
So every 2 weeks, they listen to like one of the big bosses listens to a full show at random. And then they tell us, oh, this is what you should have done.
Yeah, you could do this better.
You could have been, like, quicker to press the song here.
Yeah,
all that sort
normally
of stuff.
It's more of a takedown. But
like, this is how you've been. You were too naughty here, too filthy.
Yeah, but
we're always getting in trouble for
we
that.
We actually had a great air check.
Hang on. Yeah, we did. It's always good when you get the little tick of approval from the boss.
Yeah. No notes.
No
and
notes.
He said that. No notes, guys. No notes.
Nothing to improve.
Isn't that good?
Really?
Very rarely do you ever feel like you're perfect.
Well, when
yesterday was...
I wouldn't go that far, Jade. I'm sure we could find some fuck-ups in the show.
No, there was zero. I'm confident. An ACRA award winner. We're going to the Radio Logies.
They're cancelled. They've been cancelled, Jade.
You just want to get dressed up in a dress and feel like a big star.
It's true. It's all I want. I just want to go to a ball.
Walk the red carpet.
Yeah. Feel like I'm a somebody just for an hour, you know, on the red carpet. That's it.
You know what? That's probably a business that would work in America.
What?
Like sort of a fake like awards show.
Oh my God, yes.
Like you get to go, they take you in a limo, you walk the red carpet, people take your photo.
Yeah.
You have like a fancy dinner.
But it's a spoof. They give away spoof awards.
Yeah, or whatever. Oh.
Do you know what? Great thinking on your feet there, Crevo.
Yeah.
Brand new segment for next year. Maybe we can do it as an event.
Yeah.
The pretend Oscars.
I like that.
That would be amazing.
You know,
we can still do best dress.
We hire out the cinema.
Yeah.
We invite people to come along. We haven't figured out what the reason's for. Maybe just everyday things that they do.
Yeah. And then on the show, nominate someone who's good at an everyday thing.
Best cook, you know, best home cook.
Maybe we shouldn't let this be on the podcast because then
Jake, no
people
one's
steal our
steal
idea.
It. And if
they
we post
will.
It first, we can play this back when they
yeah.
do.
Yeah, you know what? If you're listening to this and you're going to steal our idea.
I don't think they will.
No one's stealing
shame.
That.
Shame.
Anyway, that's an idea. Something for next year. Welcome Ooh. To the Newcastle, you know, Novos Award
Hello, boys.
Night.
Boys. Where's my cosmopolitan?
It's in your hand there, Jade.
Oh, I've had that many already.
Weirdly, you also have a cigarillo. I didn't know you smoked.
I love a cigarillo when I drink.
Jade, why are your undies around your ankles?
I had a little bit of a slip, boys, in the toilet. Lost my husband.
Ooh,
just and like a spider, I ate him up.
And found this drink.
Yeah, good. Maybe we'll do that.
Yeah, fun.
Probably not.
Probably.
No, we say
you know
a lot
what?
And we don't follow through.
That sounds like a lot of organisational work.
Look.
I'm out already.
Yeah.
Pay rise, thanks.
Yeah. Oh, fuck off, Jade. You'll do it just for the glory of dressing up and getting to talk on stage like the host of the Oscars.
Yes, actually, I would.
You would.
That'd
yeah.
be your dream.
flicking the bean.
I don't like that dress. What?
Flicking the bean. That's what it would be like.
You flicking your own bean.
No, that's the feeling
that's
it would be like.
That's a different kind of show.
That's a whole different podcast.
You know the porno industry has their own award show.
Yeah.
They have a full on Oscars.
Do you know what she said to me this morning? No. Actually, I can't believe I forgot to tell you this.
Oh, here we go. What's this about?
Jade, I think, watches too much pornography.
Yeah, okay.
Because Why? We're talking about doctors and how they're in, how she like gets turned on by the scrubs.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Doctors, what did you say? You've actually told me this before. You said, oh, I like them. They're easy access.
Yes. Anyway, she has some sick fantasy in regards to fucking a doctor.
Yeah, I do.
Like, you've got that. I just know you. She goes to me on the way to work this morning, Maddie, if you could reenact any porn fetish from
fantasy,
what would it be? And I'm like, oh. Like a scenario.
And I was like,
5 o'clock in the morning,
Jade. I was like, fuck off. As if you haven't, there's not one fantasy off the top of your head. This goes for you too, Crevo.
Righto.
That you wouldn't live out.
It's just so fake. Like,
it doesn't matter. Yeah, no, it's the point.
Who wants to have sex in an elevator? Not me.
Yeah, there's something though. There'd be something. You just don't want to say what it is, and I respect
that.
There
isn't though.
But don't lie. Don't lie.
Jade, I've actually never thought of that.
Neither have
scenario
I.
In
and
my
you know what?
Life.
Then Maddie said, "Yeah, actually, let's."
I was playing it up.
Bullshit. He got serious and he said, "You know what? I'd be at the radio panel, and a guy would come in, and he'd get my head and like shove it into the buttons, and it'd be on."
Really?
As if his wouldn't be a radio. Fuck off. Look at your cheeks. You've gone blushing.
I was joking.
Oh, nah, sure. There's always truth
all right,
to
let's
a fantasy.
Put the spotlight on Crevo.
Okay.
What's yours? Oh, we all know Crevo's the office dominant woman.
No,
boss
no, no.
Theory.
Could be like, different.
That's pretty. That's
what, meeting a mystery woman in a bar and you go to the toilets?
Ew,
why
no.
Why do you have to go so dirty?
And why so quick? Like, straight to the toilets. You just met her.
With the muddle stick from the bar. You know,
what's
like,
the muddle stick
you know the
for?
Muddle stick
I
when
know what
they
a muddle stick is, but what are you using it for?
Use your imagination.
Hang on. Stop. Time out. Mark. You've been very naughty. Come
naughty.
Into my office. Yes. 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 I'll be there.
Ooh.
Shut the door behind you. That turns you on, doesn't it?
It's no,
no
not
let him
so
speak.
Much.
We haven't let
okay.
him speak.
Yeah, it's not. I'm not really wanting to do things like that at the office. That sounds terrible. Like
so
too
where?
Many people around
in the kitchen.
Stuff. No, no,
the full chef's kitchen.
I don't mind
industrial
to meet,
fridge.
I don't mind to meet the office worker or whatever it is, but you still want to go home.
He wants a heel to the throat.
Oh, so you want to meet somebody out and take him home? What, to the Crevo's sanctum?
Not in the. Not a big public place guy. That to me is like too much danger to the point it's a turn off.
Wow. How interesting.
I'm not a big risk taker. Jade's straight to the toilet with the muddle stick. You know, a big difference.
Crevo puts his R&B music from the mid 2000s on. I've got the off. Oh, damn, they won't play at the same time.
No,
reenacting that, would you take him to your study at home and then throw
study.
Everything off the desk?
No, too messy. Then you got to pick it all up again later.
From the work office to the home office. He knows no bounds.
Well, there we go. There's
anyway.
An insight into our lives.
Yeah. This is what our chat behind the scenes is like all the time, honestly.
We're too filthy.
That's why we're always in trouble from the boss. There's a rare occasion this week. That
were we
weren't.
Filthy on the show today? What have we got?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we were.
Yeah,
oh,
we're totally
we did. 6:40. It's coming up very quick, within 40 minutes.
The step-sibling relationships. Is it right or wrong?
I said it.
Oh, yeah.
To be
right.
Banging your step-sibling. You're not related, Jade says.
You're not related. There's no blood.
Who cares,
you know,
Jade?
You're not having a baby with three titties down the track. You're fine.
I think we just leave it at that.
Okay, enjoy the weekend. Bye.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM. The Novos. Feel Good Friday. I'm
Oh, yes, it's Feel Good Friday. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello.
Yeah, feeling okay.
Only okay.
What's wrong?
Oh, I woke up at least 7 times last night. It really does set you off on the wrong path.
Well, 7 times in one night, that's like...
just so annoying.
Is that more than once an hour? Every 45 minutes or something?
Yeah,
I
went to bed around like 10:30, so I woke up at 5.
That's a glimmer of your future. Like, once you get over 60, I believe it is. Actually, even in your 50s for some.
Yeah. You start waking up through
the night to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
You know what? I'd rather just put on a nappy and have a good night's sleep. No, honestly, I've actually thought about it because I hate broken sleep. It gets to that point in my life.
You're just going to have a nappy.
Yeah.
You could start it now, Jade.
Why not?
I don't wet the bed now. I don't have to wake up during the night. Good.
Do you know what? I was so depressed last night. You guys have seen the footage. So I had a friend contact me last night. And he's like, oh, you were just on ABC News. And I thought, what have I done?
Anyway, again.
It was about Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
And how they've moved like the parade.
That's right.
To the SCG next year, just due to COVID and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they've used me in stock footage for Mardi Gras.
Oh, because you went to the Mardi Gras this year. And you represented a float.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I found the footage.
Hmm.
The most unflattering thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
We're in the presence of a celebrity.
A TV star. Currently featuring on a Netflix documentary and news.
No, do you know what? I feel like a before picture on the Weight Watchers for Men website. Like, it's just terrible.
You don't look good, Maddie.
You look good. You're overthinking it.
Big old gut and the white T-shirt.
Yeah, the white T-shirt didn't help things, but, you know, it's not as bad because you're in a white T-shirt. That's the problem. Don't overthink it.
Think it. If you had black on, you look
Notice I'm wearing all black today.
Yeah.
Better get it out of the drawer.
Oh, Maddie, it's okay. How long did it take you to find that footage?
It was quite easy, actually.
Was it?
Yeah. ABC News has a live feed.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just rewound on that.
Oh, easy. Look at you go. You know all the secrets, being a celebrity, having to look out
for
your face.
All the access to TV.
Your mugshot everywhere.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, Jade.
Yeah.
Twice more than you have, doll.
I know. That's my point. Give me your autograph.
Okay. Yeah, you'll flog it on eBay.
I will. I'll try and make some money off you.
Worth about...
Get him to work. The roles are changing.
3 cents. 3 cents.
I'll have to become your manager. But, guys, I've got to talk about this because I don't know about you guys, but sometimes in past jobs, when you want a little bit of a break, you go, I'm just going to the bathroom, and you just stay in there for a little bit and just gather your thoughts.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, in a cubicle. It's a thing.
One can bother you there, right?
Exactly. But there's one company over in China in particular who's getting a bit of backlash because they're actually installing timers in the toilets to check how long its employees spend in the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
So we have to unpack this and, you know, everyone can make note of the company so you don't go getting a job there.
Just in case you're looking at moving to China.
Toilet breaks are very important. Tough move.
Hard to live in China.
Yeah, One-way ticket to Wuhan.
My cousin lives there, married a Chinese girl, like, and... He's never coming back. I don't think they're ever letting him come back. But
that's different. That's it if he's in prison.
No. But, like, it's weird because I think her family's very, wealthy in this village that he's in. Like, because he went over there to teach English and whatnot. And, yeah, like,
he's never leaving.
Yeah, he's never leaving because he's just not coming back.
Okay.
Jay, Maddie and
Creezo, the Novos. Talking toilet timers now.
This is all because a major tech company over in China has faced a fierce backlash, and so they should, after being accused by web users of installing timers in the toilets to check how long its employees spend in the bathroom.
Ring the shame bell.
Shame! Pictures that have been widely circulated online shows this digital timer, guys, which has been placed above a toilet cubicle in the building. And this particular company, they're in Beijing, their base, its firm is known for its popular sharing mobile app. So obviously it was very easy for these timers to circulate quite quickly above the toilets because...
Like the photos of it.
Yeah.
So just to describe a little bit what it's like, you know when you go to a railway station and they've got the little orange and black like clock?
That, the
like
departures a digital and arrivals signs.
Exactly right. The little departure clocks. That's what the timers look like. And as soon as you shut that door... Bang, it sets it off.
Yeah.
And in the seconds are ticking past. And you can imagine there, you know, you're sitting there, like, doing your business, and you can see the clock as well, and you really do feel the pressure.
I don't like it.
I don't know about
bad.
You guys, but if I'm under pressure... It actually makes the whole situation go a bit
so
slower.
So much harder.
Well, because you're not relaxed.
Yeah, and do you know what? At the end of the day, it's such an important part of the work life, you know? Like, wasting time in the toilet.
Doing bugs on the company time.
It's such a rite of passage for all workers around the world. So this, to me, is a disgrace.
Well, a couple of comments. Now people, this is what one commenter wrote, now people don't even have the freedom to take a SHIT. That's what someone's written. Another one has said, this is outrageous. They want you to do your work quickly and also take a dump quickly? That's what someone else has written.
Unfair, I reckon.
Question around the team. Mm. Just like where we work right now, how often are you guys taking one on the company dollar?
Once
a day. How long do you go in there for?
Not long. I have great bowel movements. Just putting that out there, but very quick.
Oh, that's good to know.
Like, it don't take long. When I need to go, I go. I don't like to sit in... I've never understood people who like to sit in there with a magazine.
Yeah, that does weird me out. I'll do about almost 10 minutes, I reckon, and probably three times a week.
Are you on your phone?
10 minutes. That's a long time.
Yeah, sometimes.
So it freaks you out if somebody takes a magazine into the toilet, but you take your phone, same thing. Some would say that's more disgusting.
I disagree, because I think the magazine, like, indicates signs of total relaxation about the whole situation. And almost that to if you're reading a magazine for me, you're deriving pleasure from the whole thing.
Mm. Oh, God.
There we go. Well, boycott that company.
Yeah. Lads versus Lasses is what's up next. 13:10:09, we need one guy, one girl, to play the ultimate Battle of the Sexes quiz. $50 Anaconda gift cards up for grabs to the winner, plus, more importantly, a gold star on our Battle of the Sexes leaderboard. The lads are winning. Of course, absolutely smashing it. Everyone knew this would happen.
30 gold stars now.
We just hit 30. Wow. How good's that?
Yeah, we're on 27. It's not that
big gap is yawning between.
Come on, girls.
13:10:09. One guy, one girl. Let's make this happen.
Jay, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Lads
versus Lasses. Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. This is our very own Battle of the Sexes game. Of course, the all-important Gold Star Tally leaderboard. The lads absolutely smashing it. 30-27 at the moment.
Doesn't it make you feel good?
No.
Absolutely, because this weekend, even if we lose today, we're going in as winners. Good work, guys. Good work, men.
No, we're going to start the comeback today, cheeky babes.
Actually, 13:10:09, we do need a guy on the line.
Yeah, we need that part of the equation.
To take on Ellen this morning.
That's right. Ellen, apparently no Christmas decorations up, which is, says to me, a very smart woman. Yep. And if she was over in the USA, she would have considered voting for Kanye. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning. How are you today?
Oh, we are doing good. Friday. What's on for the weekend? Anything special?
Oh, visiting some friends and some family, but that's about it. Enjoying
it. You sound like a fun woman if you're voting for Kanye. I mean, do you even know any of his policies?
No, but you know what? You have to consider everyone when consider who's in at the moment.
Yeah, that is true. Do you know what? I would go as far as saying that Kanye might be more in control than Donald Trump.
Well, I don't know. It's a pretty scary state over there at the moment. So I think they probably all have strengths and huge weaknesses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is true.
You're very so diplomatic. Right. I like it.
All right, let's kick it off. $50 Anaconda gift card up for grabs. Question number one for you, Ellen. How old is Eminem? A, 48, B, 42, or C, 37?
I'm going to rule out 37. He's definitely in his 40s. I'm going to go 42.
42 is incorrect. Oh. He's 48. Looks good for 48.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's like he's taking some anti-aging potions, I reckon.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Okay, he's been hanging out with Pharrell. He's got the secret stuff, you know.
That explains it.
Question number two. What is the main difference between a rip saw and a cross-cut saw?
Oh, the direction of the blade cutting?
No, it's more to do with the wood.
That's all right. We've got one left. You can redeem yourself here, Ellen. You can do
I'm
it.
I'm not going very well.
I've got faith in you.
Question number three. Johnny Drama is a famous character in which American comedy drama TV series?
Oh, my God.
Johnny Drama.
Absolutely iconic, really.
I've got... I really don't know. I'm just thinking of Jackass because I've got nothing.
Ellen, that's all right.
The answer was Entourage. Entourage.
Yeah, Entourage.
Oh, my God.
I think I'm going to have to pull a Donald Trump and sue whoever wrote these questions.
Yes. Yeah, I don't think that was fair. Give me some different ones.
Yeah, now that's
not how it works.
Well, fingers crossed. Hold the line, Ellen, because we're going to go to Zach. You never know. He might have the same outcome. We can go to a coin toss. Good morning, Zach.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, good man. It says on the screen here that you're like, lads.
That's it.
We've got this gift card for you. It's sitting here. Come in for the win. All you need is one question right, Zach, and you're walking away with the win today. Off you go, Jade.
Fingers crossed.
Here we go, Zachy boy. Question one. Which of the following is not a real Lady Gaga song? Is it A, Love Your Lollipops, B, Do What You Want, or C, Free Woman?
Oh, I'm going to go A. That's correct.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Damn it. I was trying to get away with that
Zach,
one.
Zach, you beat Ellen. $50 Anaconda gift card, all yours, man. You enjoy that, okay?
Cheers, mate.
Thanks, man. Oh, well, there you go. Another one on the board, please. 31 gold stars to
absolutely
27.
Smashing
what
it.
What a difference a week makes, eh?
I know, right?
Oh, that's all right. We'll come back for the comeback next week.
Yeah, we'll see. Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle. Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Grevo.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Guys, a US couple who are also step-siblings have been forced to defend their relationship on social media after a whole heap of backlash. The couple, Diana Camila Avila and Jordi Vina, they run a TikTok account called Alpha Familia, over 600,000 followers. So basically, their parents are together and the couple met through a movie night with the family. So they are full-on boyfriend and girlfriend, step-siblings.
It's a bit of an interesting one, isn't it? I'm going to say this is a bit gross.
Two beautiful-looking people. Like, they are two good-looking people.
Still, you can't date your stepsister.
It is a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely weird.
It is weird, but there's nothing wrong with it. They're not blood related.
They are slapping on the PDA as well in these TikTok videos. Like, it's almost a little bit too much. Would we be saying this, though, if they were just two random people? Probably not.
If I first met you and you said, you know what, hey, this is my partner, Bobby, and he's my stepbrother, I'd be like, okay, weird, but no worries. You're not related.
How are family barbecues going to go then?
Does it matter?
Real time.
It doesn't matter, though.
Some of the comments they've received. Y'all are step-siblings. What the? Step-siblings dating. What does your family think? They defended their relationship on TikTok.
You know what? You guys are right. You guys are completely right. Even though we're not blood related and, like, we love each other and we feel so good with each other. Like, I haven't found anybody that makes me feel this way, but you guys are right.
That's right. Even though we're just step-siblings, you guys are right. We can't do this anymore. So we've decided to just say, too bad for you!
We love each other, and if you don't like it, well, too bad. We're proudly step-siblings.
And macking on in a TikTok video.
Proudly step-siblings.
13:10:09 this morning, right or wrong, step-sibling relationships. Jade, you think it's totally fine because they're not blood related. Prevo, you think it's disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a bit weird and I think it's a bit wrong.
Well, you can marry your first cousin, you know.
You can.
It doesn't make it right.
I think that's true. Hamish, is that not true? I've heard that you can marry your first cousin, but not your third.
I don't know which state that is. I don't know.
How about I look up my marriage celebrant?
Now we're talking. Look it up. Is it second cousin?
I don't know, but I know you can that actually. You can your marry auntie your and cousin.
Uncle. Like I could marry my aunt and uncle if I chose to. That's legal.
What?
It is. It's legal in Australia.
Anyway.
That's probably right blowing a lot of people's minds right now.
Step-sibling relationships.
Jay, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Hey, brother, there's an endless road to rediscover.
Oh, yeah, guys, this couple over in the US, step-siblings, they met through their parents, obviously, at a family movie night, started hooking up. Now they're in a full-blown relationship, over 600,000 followers on TikTok. Now, of course, they're not blood-related, so it does bring up the moral dilemma. Look, technically, it's okay, but morally, weird, right?
Yeah.
What are our thoughts? Jade, you're for it.
I'm not arguing that it's not odd, but it is odd. But the thing is, you know what? They're step-siblings. They're not related, like, by blood. Then there's no real issue, is there, really?
Keeping it in the
family.
They're
not going to have a La child familia. With three eyes because of it, so... Yeah.
Well, look at the royal family.
Well, they're all related. No, I still reckon that's wrong. But I don't know, there's something just feels off and wrong to me about this whole situation.
But you can't help who you fall in love with. You're the biggest love is love.
Yeah, but when it's your stepsister, like, I don't know, just something off about that. I can't explain it. I just don't like it.
Yeah, but the minute, say, your parents got divorced, they're no longer your step-sibling. So, what, it's a green light?
I don't know. I still would not be all right with it.
You can't help who you're attracted to.
If you're attracted to family, you're attracted to family.
That's an important detail, actually, with a US couple. Are their parents still together?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Married.
Right. Married.
They're official step-sibs. Let's go to the phones. 13:10:09, right or wrong step-sibling relationships. Maria has called up. Good morning, Maria.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, we are doing well. What are your thoughts on this?
Look, I disapprove about you saying about you can marry your first cousin. That's wrong. You can't marry your first cousin.
No, you can.
You can.
Legally,
you can. In Australia, you can.
Legally, you can, Maria.
No, because you've got the same blood. Because if your father's has a sister and you got an attraction to your first cousin, no, you can't. You can't marry.
Well, legally, in Australia, you can. And you can marry your aunt or your uncle if you chose.
Isn't that
Maria?
Weird, Maria? But the question today is the step-sibling relationship. Do you think that's wrong?
It depends, right? It depends on how you feel and it depends on how you feel about the stepmother or the stepfather.
So if this happened to you and you fell in love with your stepbrother... Would you date them or would you go, no, that's too weird, too far?
I'd say it was weird because you've got to live with them and then they know everything about you. Nah.
But that's what about being in relationships all about.
Not with your stepbrother or stepsister,
But there's no blood issues there. You're not, physically brother and sister. So technically, it's okay.
Well, technically some people do accept them like they're a real brother and a real sister in a step relationship.
That's true. That's true.
Some, though. Good some point. Don't, if you're attracted to them.
Thank you for your call, Maria. I love that insight.
Yeah.
13-10-09, though, maybe you are, if you can shed some light on this, maybe you are in a relationship with a cousin or a sibling. I'd love to hear from you.
We will cancel what we're doing next if you're in a relationship with your stepbrother or stepsister.
Look, or cousin. I never thought we'd get down, we'd go down this road.
No judgment, but, you know, though. No, like, judgment. It's actually a free zone. You can be anonymous.
That, yeah, if you want.
If we get a call, 13-10-09, if not.
Or maybe you're secretly attracted to your cousins or your stepsister.
Well,
or brother,
you can stay anonymous and tell us that. We'll cancel what we're doing next for that, too.
Okay. What
but
are we
in
doing
case,
next?
In case you don't call, I've got a dilemma for the two of you.
Okay.
It involves getting electrotherapy to your brain, but you'll be skinny for life.
Ooh.
Sign me up.
This is the dilemma. We're going to get into it next. Something to think about, okay?
Jay, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Yeah, a little bit of like a team dilemma for you guys, because I know you both, you know, value being healthy and fit, right? So apparently there's this... that the scientists have been like studying this part of the brain which helps you like with your preferences, right? So what this means in terms of food and health is you would look at, say, a chocolate bar and an apple in front of you,
mm-hmm.
and your brain is going to like lead you towards the one you prefer, right?
Yep.
So maybe around the team, it might be a chocolate bar, realistically, if we had those two things in front of us. Jade, you might go the apple. And they're saying that they may be able to give in the future a kind of like electroshock therapy that would change the way your brain picks things.
Hmm.
So you would prefer the fruit over the chocolate.
This sounds great to me. Sorry, I have to do this. Oh. Do you know what?
So you do it. You'd sign up.
So this is the dilemma I wanted to throw out there. Would you let scientists zap your brain so that you would change to liking healthy food?
Couple things. Mm. Is there any? Do I get any known side effects?
It's a bit of an experimental therapy. You're messing around with your brain chemistry. That is what is so scary about
you know
it
what?
To me.
I'm going to go no. I'm not letting some scientists play around with my brain, just zapping away.
Because they'd be essentially trying to reprogram it, right?
Yeah.
To prefer, say, you know, fruit and veg over chocolate. Scary stuff to me.
I know exactly what they're doing. So, you know, when you have it, there's a child and they see a fire. And obviously the kids want to go, like, touch the fire. And you slap your child on the hand and go, no. And they go, okay, pain is bad. They go, okay, like, I'm getting smack, I'm not going to touch the fire. Mm. That's all they're doing as an adult to your brain. They're just giving you a big slap.
It's not really our
it always goes no, back to punishment, physical punishment for you, doesn't it?
Like, yeah.
You know what? Jade's a big supporter of the cane in primary schools as well.
Oh, well, bring a little bit of discipline doesn't go astray.
I was joking. I didn't know you were.
Jade is.
Come here, Johnny.
You've got your math questions wrong again. Now, Maddie, you're saying absolutely you'd love this.
Yeah, look, I
spend
just
the
know
rest
myself.
Of your life skinny and loving fruit and veg.
I just Maddie. Know myself. There are so many benefits. Look, I'm already cooked as it is. I'm half baked as it is. So my brain is probably, you know, it'll benefit me.
If you give me that
it really
stick,
will.
We can start the training today. I can just give you a whack around the ears when you go to the vending machine for a chocolate.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
How many times has Jade gone to the vending machine in the last week compared to me? I would say at least 3 times. I haven't been once. So that's you, darling.
But remember you said, oh, can I please have a chalky? Give me a chalky. Please give me a chalky.
Right.
You begged.
The,
well,
delivery
you were
grovelling. He owed me a chocolate, so I was just collecting.
Grovelling.
Anyway, that could be
what
a dilemma
you,
that we all
so
face.
So you
what
wouldn't
would you
do it,
no, I'm
what
not having that
do?
Thing. Because especially with our job, right, the main thing that makes us good at this job is that slight edge, right? That mental acuity that makes us a bit more quick thinking and able to, like, think on our feet. I'm just too scared messing around with your brain, you'd lose it.
Hmm.
It's a no from me.
Next, a new FM.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM, the Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Guys, this is insane. Okay, so two kayakers were on a whale-watching adventure off the coast of California earlier this week, and they got a massive scare when this humpback whale, like we all know how massive they are, came
big.
Up from below and nearly swallowed them. It was actually unbelievable.
Gobbled her right up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there were like all these other whale watching boats out there who've managed to catch footage of the incident. It's actually going viral now. And everyone was panicking. They were screaming because they thought that the kayakers had actually been swallowed.
Eaten
whole by the whale. I kid you not. If you look at this footage, you'll be like, oh my God, covering your eyes like a horror movie.
So do you think that the whale did it on purpose?
No.
Or was it chasing like some bait fish or something?
So it was just chasing bait fish. So that's why you've got to be careful in these schools of bait fish out there, because there's always sharks and there's always whales and dolphins and killer whales. So whatever other predators are out there. So you just got to be careful near bait schools of bait fish. And they were kayaking through it. The whales popped out of nowhere and gobble, gobble, gobble. Luckily, the kayakers are okay, but they almost died. So on 13:10:09, we want to know, did an animal almost kill you? Whether it was a whale, a lion, an alligator, a magpie, it was a near-death experience, whatever you got.
Maybe a dog, a cat. Let's run through them all.
Horses.
Oh, horses
can
is a
be
good one.
Vicious, actually. Yeah. If a horse has almost killed you, especially out at Scone or, you know.
Well, we all know what happened to Tracy Grimshaw. She had a horse accident.
Almost killed her.
Almost killed
almost
her, yeah.
Tracy Grimshaw, if you're listening, 13:10:09, did an animal almost kill you.
Yeah.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
And 13:10:09 this morning, we're asking you, did an animal almost kill you?
Yeah, this is crazy stuff, guys, because basically a couple of kayakers earlier this week were out. They were whale watching in their kayaks. Out of nowhere, this school of bait fish is, you know, obviously trying to get away from the whale underneath the water.
Yep.
Has surrounded their kayaks. The whales come up from below, basically thrown them off their kayaks out of the water. Onlookers thought they'd been swallowed by the mammoth humpback. Luckily, they survived. Thank goodness.
Do you know what it kind of looked like with the whales? Like that game Whack-A-Mole?
Yes.
It's like popping their heads up.
That is exactly it. So, you know, Moby Dick's out there, everyone. Watch out.
Yeah, you got to be extra careful.
13:10:09. Did an animal almost kill you? We're going to Dave this morning.
G'day, can you hear me?
Yeah,
well,
loud
thanks,
and clear.
Dave.
No.
So tell us your story. Did an animal almost kill you? What happened?
Now, when I was younger, I got attacked by a circus monkey.
Oh, wow. Now, monkey.
Don't put your hands in the cage or don't touch them.
Yeah, and what did you do?
And I put my hand in the cage and pat it, and it grabbed me. Now, they're a strong little animal, the circus monkey. This happened at Spears Point.
Okay. What was the name of the circus?
I think it was Aston Circus or something.
Oh, yeah, I think they still get around.
Yeah.
Pretty old. I'm 56 now.
And you were just a kid back then.
You know what I mean? Like, and it was the funniest. And it had me. It had me for about 10 minutes. It would not let my finger go, and it bit me and everything.
Oh,
monkey bites. Did you have to get a shot for that? Can you get monkey rabies?
I sort of didn't. It was very strong. It was only a little monkey. I don't know what they call them circus monkeys, right?
Yeah.
But I tell you what, it was a naughty monkey, eh?
Yeah, I bet, man.
Dave, have you had, like, a phobia of monkeys since?
Yeah, I have, actually. Even them baboons and that overseas and that, you know what I mean? And I still have nightmares about monkeys.
It's like that Monkey Island over in Thailand. Yeah, there's like this little island, right? And you go there and they're just running wild everywhere. And you always see the silly tourists, like, letting them run all over their bodies. I think every time What are you doing?
Watch out.
I'll rip your face off.
Hey,
Yeah, but what they do, they attack them and steal stuff off them.
Oh, they
yeah,
do.
They do. They're yeah. trained. Hey, Dave, I just Googled what kind of monkey is a circus monkey, and it's come up saying it's a rhesus macacus.
Yeah, they're only like a little tiny one, but I tell you what, it's the strongest little wing that old me for 10 minutes. I was only a kid at the time, you know what I mean?
Bloody hell, must have been scary. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks
appreciate
for that.
It. Can you say that monkey again? What is it?
A rhesus.
A rhesus.
What was it?
I think it's a rhesus monkey.
Oh, it says rhesus. Rhesus. Rhesus macus.
Hey, Gabby, did an animal almost kill you?
Yeah, I got pretty badly attacked by a kangaroo when I was a kid, but I totally deserved it.
What did you do?
Did you pull its tail or what?
I was 3 years old, and my mum gave me a piece of bread, like, go and give that adult male kangaroo some bread. So I gave the
big
bread
red
to the
over
kangaroo.
There.
Yeah.
And then snatched it off the kangaroo and then did that about three times before it got annoyed and then proceeded to basically rip my face up with its front claws.
You kept teasing it, so you kept taking the bread back off it.
Yeah, I was about three and I thought, oh, this is fun. And next thing, you know, the kangaroo's like, right, I'll show you. And just completely ripped my face up with its front claws, just like constant attack.
Gabby, well, do you have scarring from this?
Amazingly not. I was only three, so the skin healed up. But my mum took me to hospital. Like, I was just a bleeding mess. And it was almost like I knew I did the wrong thing even then.
That could have really done some big damage.
Yeah, you got lucky there.
Real lucky. Oh, wow. Yeah. Scary stuff. They're not cute and cuddly, guys.
That is the good thing about having major accidents. Not that you want them when you're younger, but your skin will definitely heal a lot better at the scarring.
Yeah, I mean, silver lining and everything, right? Thanks for
the
call, Gabby.
Focusing on the positive.
Yeah, you got
to. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning. I've got details in Britney Spears' conservatorship, another twist in the ongoing saga that is.
Oh, poor Britney.
Yeah, awesome.
Poor Britney. Also, too, let's talk about The Bachelorette because that wrapped up last night.
Oh, did it? Who knew?
I know.
I watched about 5 minutes of it. And switched straight off because it was so boring.
You and everyone else in Australia.
I think Ellie and her sister have killed off the Bachelorette franchise in this country.
Jeez. They should have given it a rest for the year instead of going with two duds.
Totally agree.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Oh, good morning, producer Jackson.
Good morning. So earlier this week, I played you this audio from Britney Spears.
Hi, so I know that there have been a lot of comments and a lot of people saying a lot of different things about me, but I just want to let you guys know that I am fine. I'm the happiest I've ever been in my life, and I'm sending all of you guys a lot of prayers, wishes, and a lot of love.
So it's been 3 days. There's already another update. She's now slated to go to court November 10. She's trying to get Jamie Spears, her father, completely off her conservatorship.
Excellent.
So she wants a company called the Bassamar Trust Company to take care of that and for him to be immediately suspended of having anything to do with it.
I tell you what, he's been suckling on that teat for far too long.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like the big fat milk cow of Britney Spears. He's just been living off that for too long.
I just feel so sorry for her, you know? She just... it just feels like no one's cared enough about Britney. They've just been all trying to get her money.
Oh, look, this, it's, you know what? Horrible. This happens a lot. Like, sometimes people, they find a way to get money for doing nothing.
Nothing,
and
yep.
they just collect every week. They're just sucking the money away without doing any work. That's a classic example of this.
And she's worth $59 million.
Yeah.
So she was worth $59 billion.
No, she was worth heaps before, and the dad just keeps stealing that money away.
They're saying $60 million, although it's saying she may have amassed net worth of well over $200 million in the high of her career. So she hasn't really been left with a lot.
Yeah, they've taken three quarters of it.
I was looking at photos of her dad. He looks like someone who would be on that show Catfish. Like on the other side, like just shot rocking up. Terrible, man. Anyway, moving on to something else that's terrible, The Bachelorette. Now, this thing has bombed. It has been panned. It's getting like 460,000 viewers.
The lowest rating.
So bad. So I'm not even going to focus on Becky with the good hair because she was so boring and she cried too much. Anyway, she's announced that she has left her partner already. So her and Pete, Splitsville.
Really?
Yeah, so let's take a listen to Ellie revealing the winner. She chose, what's his name? I don't even know. Fraser. There we go. Fraser.
Standing here in front of you right now, I really want you to know that that's where I want to stay.
You make me bloody happy. You do. You make me smile. You're an amazing person. I can really see myself falling in love with you.
That sounds so disingenuous. They didn't even say I love you, which everyone's up in arms about. But take a listen to her sending her old mate Joe home. So she was friends with Joe before the show. Now, there's more emotion in this than the last.
You're an incredible Elle. You deserve the world.
You deserve that too, Joe. Like, you're just so new. Like, if I could write out a list of everything that I wanted out of someone, you hit every mark. You are so amazing.
Why are you picking the other guy, you idiot?
Confusing.
I know, and there was I don't know what it was, but the guys were like a bit sort of bogan or something. Mm. Like, I really love ya. You know, that sort of gear.
It was just an awkward season to watch. I mean, Ellie was all right, but Becky just looked like she was in a constant daydream and always wandering down the street after she's cried to someone's family.
And why were they on a paddle boat? You know, the whole thing confused me last night.
I'm just saying, do you know what? That whole thing just sounds like a conversation you'd overhear at Kingers on a Saturday night, like in the smoking area at 3 a.m., you know? Like, this relationship has so much substance. I love you, babe.
Yeah, let's go to Macca's across the road.
I'll treat you to a Sunday.
And then kick you out.
It's just terrible. That show's got to go.
Yeah, I saw 10 minutes. Bored.
Dead and buried. Bye.
You know when they need to cover the one role.
Yeah.
It's not going to be good.
One
doesn't live up to it.
Yeah, one wasn't good enough. At least I thought, you know, they might argue over the boys or something. Nah.
Put Nasser in there. Put him in. I'd rather watch Nasser.
Oh, he messaged me last night. He goes, what's going on with my date? I don't have the heart to tell him nobody entered. Sorry, Nasser.
Oh, maybe we can set him up with Becky. She's single.
Oh, yeah, that's a possibility.
True. She's also boring, though.
And looking for TV work, let's face it.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo,
the Novos.
Guys, with the COVID vaccine, they're talking all about it, different options and stuff. You know, we're all hopeful travel's going to open up again soon.
Mm-hmm.
Jade, I've got the opportunity of a lifetime set up for you.
Really?
Yeah. Something has opened up where you can move into a house next door to the Queen.
Get out of town.
So this is not...
Don't lie to me.
No, this is the real deal. And, you know, like, we've done this radio thing before where you can just, like, phone in and do the show from home. So this is totally possible, right?
I can move to England.
You can move to England. They're renting a house out next door to the Queen. This is the real deal. I've got the deets for you next.
What?
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
I'm a British person.
Yeah, that's right. I found this place up for rent, and I think it's right up your alley, Jade. So it's actually on the Queen's estate, and you'd be less than 2 kilometres across open fields between your house and hers. So you could nip over if you say needed a cup of sugar or something.
No,
knock on the
way.
Door. Hello. Can I have some sugar, please?
That is cool.
So it's a pretty cool house, actually. 6 bedrooms, swimming pool, tennis court, all up for grabs. And this won't affect you. No cats allowed. They will allow dogs on a case-by-case basis. So you can take your little cheese over with you. And, of course, we know this being a radio station, you can actually do your job from home. You just, like, set up the little connector thing.
Why are you trying to get rid of her?
I'm not trying to get rid of her.
No, he's trying to fulfill my dream.
You've always wanted to live next to the Queen, haven't you?
Yeah.
So, question, is it just on, like, a realestate.co.uk style website?
Yeah, it's just like that, basically.
Really?
Obviously, you'd have to fill out, like, an application.
I reckon the CIA over there would go through all your records and make sure you're squeaky clean. You know what?
But you are, right? You don't have any crimes on your records,
no,
right?
No. No, I worked for the airline industry, so I'm a model citizen. What I was going to say, though, is that quite possibly I would need to have a child. Good time to do it, because if you think about it, you could have play dates with Catherine and Will's kids, and you never know. That's the sort of position you want to put your child in, to be friends with, you know,
The neighbours.
So basically you want to be a royal leech.
And arrange marriage for my child.
They wouldn't pick your kids.
Why not?
Because you're not from a pedigree bloodline.
That's right. You're just...
Like
you're
a royal pedigree.
You know what,
you're just
though?
Renting the little farmhouse.
Nah, fair call.
You're the Aussie runt.
Yeah, but you know what? They like an Aussie. They want to expand. They don't want to lose anyone else from the Commonwealth. So you know what? They think, oh, an Aussie, half Maltese as well. So they probably thinking, you know what, the Queen actually loves Malta. She actually lived there for a good portion of her life.
Yeah, but they left the EU.
Yeah, they're
they don't care.
Yeah, but still fond memories. The Queen will go, oh, Maltese and Australian, can't get much better than that.
It's a pretty amazing property. Some of the things, I think you'd like the tennis court, Jade, which you'd convert to a pickleball
court, of course.
Straight away. They've got an impressive wine cellar. You could fill that up with Moscato. What's the one? $4.99 for
clean
Aldi.
Clean skins as well for Benny. I only buy him the cheap reds.
Clean skin, wine and Moscato. It's probably never had such cheap wine in its life, this house.
That's all right. Bring in the royal family back down to earth. They need someone like me in their lives.
So you do have to sign a 3-year lease, though. So I don't know if you...
How much is the rent?
It's about $2,000 a week.
Ooh.
So Benny's going to have to do double shifts at the BCFs over in England. He'll have to work like day and night, basically, to afford it.
$2,000 a week.
I can imagine Jade knocking on the Queen's door.
Play date with the corgis and the chihuahuas.
Do you know what?
Miss Lizzie, come on,
you
love.
You do like an old...
Come on, love.
You do like a mature gentleman.
Yeah.
I reckon you would try and be the Camilla Parker Bowles of 2020 and try and get in with Charles before he becomes king.
No. Can't do that. You don't want to go mess in there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is the house that's up for rent, Jade. I reckon you should put your application in. You never know.
Thank you, Crefo.
How good.
I'm always trying to help you out.
I know.
You
make my day.
Cash cocktail up next.
Yes, it is. We have, I believe, it's $350 in the kitty.
Yes.
Today. It's gone up yet again. I can't keep track because the money just keeps on going up.
That's your job too.
Yes. $350. If you want to play Cash Cocktail right now, there's 3 mystery sounds on 13.10.09. You guess them all correct, you win the cash.
Shall we hear them?
Yeah.
Here we go. Okay, some incorrect guesses. Do we have those?
So it's not a sander. It's not pouring ice into a cocktail shaker. Another one was also pouring the full cocktail mix into a mixer. It's got nothing to do with cocktails. I'm just putting that out there.
And every single person that gets into the draw... or just calls up and plays, goes into the draw rather, to win a Newcastle Distilling Co. cocktail party starter pack. This is incredible.
Yeah.
We're going to draw that later on in the show today, but if you want to play 13.10.09.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
The Novos Cash Cocktail. It's your chance to win cash. And only on Newcastle's new FM. Cash, money back.
This is where we have 3 sounds in our cash cocktail. If you guess all 3 correctly, then you can walk away with the jackpot. Today it is sitting at $350. These are the sounds. currently, it's not a can opener. It's not pool balls on a table. It's not a drill. So it could be anything. We're going to guess and find out eventually what it is.
Every single person that gets to air goes instantly into the draw to win that party starter pack, all thanks to Newcastle Distilling Co. 12 of their pre-mixed cocktail cans. They are delish.
You just ice it up and crack it open and you're good to go.
Clayton's gone. Let's go to Katie. Hello, Katie.
Morning.
Hello. How are you today?
Good, thanks.
How's your Friday? What's going on?
Oh, just gearing up for a good one. I don't care if it rains or not, but I'll be making the most of it.
Oh,
yeah,
lovely.
Nice, nice. All right. Well, we need the three ingredients of the cocktail. What have you got for us?
Is it a compressor, pouring water out of a jug into a cup, and maybe like a swivel chair?
No, good guesses. Thanks, though.
Incorrect. Thank you. In the draw, playing again before 9 o'clock this morning.
Jay, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM, the Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Big accident here yesterday, Jade. You were not happy, were you?
No.
Now, yeah, you said to us that you had to ditch your undies.
Yeah.
And we're like, what do you mean you had to ditch them?
Yeah.
At work.
Yeah.
Apparently, look.
This is so embarrassing.
Something came out on the undies that shouldn't have been there, yet to chuck them in.
Do you know what?
A
lot of ladies deal with this.
A lot of, yeah.
It's, you know,
certain times
I'm
of
sure
month.
People can relate, Jade.
Yeah, this is, you know, this is mortifying. But yeah, look, yesterday, I got the monthlies at work unexpectedly, and I was in the bathroom and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to throw these
out.
Away. Like,
I've got to go.
In the sanitary bin.
And so I did that. And I came in here because I just looked defeated.
I've never seen her look so sad.
And yeah, we're like, you need a hug, Jade.
Yeah.
You're like, no.
And then
no.
I thought I'd tell you guys because I thought about going home because luckily I brought my baby wipes with me. And so, you know, cleaned myself up and whatever. But I was just like, you know what? We had a meeting with the boss. And as much as I loathe meetings, I was like, no, I've got to go along to
that
this
was
one.
That was your one question-free excuse to get out of that meeting yesterday.
You could have 100% went straight home. Everyone would have been no, Jade needs to. Just don't question her, okay?
But that's how much I love the show. And I like to be a part of it and know what's going on behind the scenes. So on 13 10 09,
yeah,
where did you ditch the undies? Whether you're a female, whether you're a bloke, no matter what the accident was, maybe you've had to ditch your kid's undies because maybe your child had an accident. Because they have a lot of accidents, especially on road trips in the car.
Terrible.
Yeah, I think it's happened to everyone at some point.
Camping, on holidays, especially when you don't know where the public toilets are.
You know what? Some people might say, a bit too much information.
Yeah.
Keep
but you know
clean.
What? It's real.
Yeah.
It happens.
This happens to people.
Just, you know, choose your words like I just did. But, you know, you can imagine what happened to me, ladies, in particular.
The phones are lighting up.
13 10 09, where'd you ditch your undies?
It's happened to me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, of
I was
course
having
it
a thinking about
we're all going to reveal after this.
Yeah, Feel Good Friday.
Next. Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Where'd you ditch the undies?
Jay, Maddie, Crevo, the Novos.
Yeah, this is all after Jade had her blobs come on and unexpected had to ditch the undies in the sanitary bin. It's happened to all of us.
Yeah.
Like at some point in our lives where you've just had to say goodbye undies. Really sad when they're good ones,
they
too.
They were so comfy. They were one of my loyals.
Talk about it. Tell us about the undies, Jade.
To be honest, okay, they were a nice shady grey and they were a bikini cut and the elastic was worn in so it didn't cut off any circulation.
Just the right amount so that they've still got plenty of stretch
and
but they're not leaving marks.
Yeah.
And
the material was soft and fluffy.
It is awkward though when you have to at some point you do need to realize when these mistakes or accidents happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you need to just come to terms with the separation of
and
you and
I
the
thought
undies.
You know, I could have kept them. I could have, you know, washed them off.
Put them in a plastic bag.
Put them in a plastic bag, and I just thought, you know what? I'm just can't.
It's time
deal.
To say goodbye.
I'm not getting putting undies with nappy sand and you
doing
know
doing all that.
Nah, not soaking.
Were they granny undies?
Look, some might say they were, but I don't think bikini cut style is granny undies at all.
I'm the wrong person to ask. I tell you what, this happened to me just last year when I went on holidays to Bali. So me and my mates were on this like boat cruise, and the finale was on this like deserted island in the middle of the ocean, right? Yeah, so the boat's there, we go over to the island, and I was dying to go to the bathroom for those, you know, the number twos.
Yeah.
Anyways, I finally go. I find the toilet on the island. There's like five people that live on this thing. It's a hole in the ground, like just dug in the sand.
Yeah.
I start, and then I realize there's nothing there
to wipe.
No toilet paper.
Oh,
no little hose.
No little like palm tree or something. You can grab.
I had to ditch the undies. Oh. And meanwhile, there's like 15 hot 30 somethings out there partying on the island. I'm like, I seriously, what am I going to do?
This is a low
so
point.
So you ditched the undies.
I had to ditch the undies.
Good on you.
Were they a nice pair?
Yeah, they were, actually.
Well, goodbye, 13:10:09. Where'd you ditch the undies? Stacey, make me feel better. What happened?
Well, it wasn't me. It was actually my husband.
Oh, yes.
So, similar story, it was in Bali as well. So, in Bintang Bum, as we like to call it. He went on a friend's butt show. It was our first time in Bali, actually. It was about 6 years ago, and he went on the butt show to Seminyak on the beach.
Yeah.
And he was, like, just sitting there with his friend and could feel that he needed to go to the toilet. But by the time he got there, it was too late. So he ditched the undies and jumped in the outside shower there, washed his board shorts off, and went back out and sat down with them.
Oh, so he's just gone back, pretended like nothing happened.
Good on him.
Nothing happened.
He continued on.
The next day.
For those who know, the Bintang Bum, it is a thing. And when it decides to come,
when
there's
strikes,
nothing you can do.
That's right.
No amount of Imodium can fix it. Let me tell you that much.
No.
Thanks for your call, Stacey.
Great call.
Right.
Throwing your hubby into it, Stacey. What a great wife you are. We love it.
That's right, he won't hear.
That's the main thing.
Thanks, Stacey. Hey, guys, the other day I was telling you about my mum and her partner. She went over
That's
to his
right.
house and found some cards in his bedside drawers. And they were from, ring that shame bell.
Shame.
They were from another woman, right? So they were quite full on.
Mm-hmm.
She was absolutely devastated, as you would be, together for over 12 years. This woman's over in New Zealand, and he goes over there once a year. So he was, you know, obviously seeing her
devastating
on the sly once a year.
Woman
Horrible.
In each port.
Pretty
what
much.
A dog.
Yeah, good. I called him much worse, but that's all right. But I thought I'd give you a little update on that because obviously, Mum confronted him, so I'll tell you what happened with that whole thing next.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
Hey, I've got an update on my mum's cheating partner. Here we go.
Jade, Maddie, Grifo, the Novos.
Yeah, so Mum's rifled through his bedside table and found a whole heap of letters, cards and feathers from another woman. 12-year relationship. It really kicked off the other day. She confronted him.
Yeah.
He denied it. He reckons they were from like 14 years ago, apparently. That was his big excuse.
Well, he shouldn't have kept them anyway. At some point,
you got to
throw that away. Love notes. You don't hang on to love notes.
Look, keeping him in the bed, that's a whole other discussion, but keeping him in the bedside table, like right near where you could just grab them at night and have a little read, quite an intimate spot, I would argue.
What a roach.
That's
what
he is. I tried to stay out of the whole thing because I thought, you know what, I want Mum to leave this guy.
Like 12 very years, protective.
Yeah, 100%. You've wasted enough time with this loser. I don't want to see her spend, you know, her 50s when this is kind of the time that she can start again and maybe find someone that would treat her
a
right.
A good man.
I don't want to see her waste her time with this idiot anymore.
Yeah, because I love your mum, Sue. She's a
beautiful,
lovely
she's
lady.
She's a beautiful person.
She's a good soul.
And basically, right, I had a big talk to her. She was devastated. I'm like, Mum, it hurts now, but think of the future. I really wanted her to leave him. I found out yesterday She's been around his house. She's forgiven him.
No.
What? I can't believe it. I'm in such a... in two minds about this because I've said to my mum, you're a 52-year-old woman. Please do what you want. Live your life. But I'm finding it so hard...
to actually let that happen.
To let that happen.
Mm.
I'm so angry with her. Like, yeah. What are you doing?
It's her
Have some respect for yourself. It weaseled his way back in.
You know what? I can understand 12... it would be hard. 12 years with somebody.
I get it.
But at some
but
point... I sort of think, you know what? Sue, come on, girlfriend. You can do better. Yeah. But she's got to make that decision on her own.
I tried not to get involved with the man. I'm not even going to name his name.
The Roach.
The Roach. I tried to get involved. I tried not to get involved. Didn't message him. Didn't
Nothing.
Do anything.
Yeah.
I started hearing things from my sister, things leaking out that my sister wasn't meant to tell me.
Because they live together, your mum and your sister?
Yeah, angrier and angrier. So I ended up messaging him.
Uh-oh.
God, I won that argument. So much so, he blocked me.
He's blocked
you now? He blocked me.
Does your mum know that?
No. But I've told him. I've said my piece. I'm just upset for her. Look, she can do what she wants, but it's disappointing. But it's hard. 12 years in, little update.
Yeah,
there you
far
go.
Out. Well, I hope your mum is just finds happiness, really. That's
well,
all
hopefully,
want.
Maybe he's learned his lesson. You know what? Forgiveness is a very powerful, powerful thing.
That's what she said.
And
maybe I'm the ignorant one here.
Yeah,
I don't
know
think
what?
You are.
Yeah, but I don't know. Sometimes people deserve a second chance.
Or a third or a fourth.
Maybe love fifth. Is love, I guess. But let's hope your mum's happy.
There's a lot of women out there that go back to men that treat them badly. You just hope that these men that are, you know, that are on the receiving end of this start to realise that, you know, you've got to treat people with respect.
That is the basic foundation of a relationship.
Yeah, it really isn't. You know, there's a successful relationship coming from you, Crevo.
Yeah.
You and Emmy. You and Ben. Mm-hmm. What's your hallmark for a successful relationship, Jade?
You never go to bed angry.
Oh, there you go.
That's a top tip.
Well, there you go. News time. I'm next with Hamish Plus, your feel-good news after this.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Guys, 105 commercial-free coming up with producer Jackson after us.
Yeah. Matt Corby. Remember when he was on Idol?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Throwback.
Coming up, brother. This is Fresh Sam Smith as well.
I'm really liking this stuff
good
from him.
Vibe. It's called Diamonds. Really cool. And your Feel Good Friday sounds like this. You're the Yindi. Treaty.
There's a bit of a mix in.
Yeah.
Bit of fun.
It's your official at work station, 105.3 New FM, 105 commercial free. Kicking off after 9. Feel good news up next.
Yes.
Jade.
And I have got some really, really good news for all the kids out there right now. There's only 14 weeks till Christmas. And I have some very exciting news about Santa.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, 14 weeks till Christmas. There's only 49 days.
14 weeks.
14 weeks.
That's okay. A lot of weeks, Jay.
Yeah. Isn't it? Am I wrong?
Yes.
I could be wrong.
I think it's a bit
I put
than
it
that.
Into Google. Maybe Google countdown was wrong.
Jay, 3 months is 12 weeks.
Sorry, yeah. It was an old article. There's only 6 weeks till Christmas.
That sounds a bit more
6
accurate.
Weeks. Sorry, this is why it's feel good, because it
How
just keeps getting better and better.
How out of date is your feel good news? I mean...
No, it is not out of
is this
date.
This a Christmas in July article?
What? You know what? Google's getting really bad. I'm going to have to write a letter to Google.
Or maybe your fact-checking is really bad.
I'm putting my money on that.
Look, whose side are you on? Anyway, kids, great news about Santa coming up in a second.
You're like China.
What do you mean?
You just, even if you're wrong, you expect everyone else to get down on their knees.
Correct. Correct.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Feel good news.
Hey.
The Novos.
Jade's Vibrations.
I love how we've just changed the name.
Yeah, it's Jade's Good Vibrations.
Good Vibrations. It's the Good Feel News news right now.
Good Feel News.
Good Feel News. Good Feel Good News right now. So, look, before I get to Santa Claus, I've got to touch on a couple of really, really positive things that's happened at the moment over in Canada. So there's a neurosurgeon over there called Daniel McNeely, and he was about to go into surgery when he received an unusual request from his 8-year-old patient, Jackson McKee. Jackson asked Dr. McNeely if he could stitch up his teddy bear, which was ripped. And he did. So he was, you know, prepping to go into surgery and work on Jackson. He ripped his teddy bear and he thought, you know what, I'll show you, Jackson, what I can do.
His teddy bear had a blowout. Had to fix him.
Isn't that sweet?
That's a beautiful thing.
You know, for a surgeon who's very busy, he didn't have to do that, but he did that for Jackson, who is currently undergoing, or who was about to go undergo brain surgery.
That's a very nice story.
Beautiful story.
Yeah. I think that's really, really nice. So good on him. So that's really fantastic. Also, all the pregnant mothers out there right now, or mums that have been pregnant, I haven't been, but my girlfriends always say it's very hard to stay motivated with the exercise, especially when, you know, you're almost full term. There's some amazing women out there
who
can and who do exercise, which is fantastic. But there was this woman who was 9 months pregnant, and she ran 1.6 kilometers. Her husband and her had a bet that she wouldn't be able to run 1.6 kilometers in her 9th month. But this is what happened.
All right, that was too slow for the start, but here she comes.
Job.
It's a big belly.
Let's go, Kenna. Nice and smooth.
Pretty good. Second lap time. She makes it sub 8 minutes. I owe her $100.
Let's go now, Kenna. Come on. Big push. Let's go.
I owe you $100.
Yay!
Let's go save your grandma. The baby's gonna be so fat.
Look at it! Look at it! They got a bit of cuteness aggression there over the belly. But how good's that, McKenna? She did the 1.6 kilometers in under 8 minutes in her 9th month pregnant.
Why didn't you grab that man by the throat and kick into the ground? He's whistling at her like a dog, the poor thing.
Well, she was running around the track. He was encouraging her.
Come on.
You would,
I'll give you $100. Here's your treaty. There you go.
Can you be positive, Maddie. That's fantastic. So good on her to all the women.
For staying fit.
Yeah, in her 9th month, her belly was huge and she had some serious pace. I was so impressed. Like, I've actually saved that to my phone. If I ever get pregnant down the track, I'm going to use that as inspo because that was just fantastic. But all the kiddies in the car right now, if you're waiting to hear the exciting news about Santa, I have news. It's only 7 weeks till Christmas.
Thanks for the clarification. Not 14. What a disappointed kids 5 minutes ago.
I know. But 7 weeks. But the great news is that Santa kids will not be facing COVID-19 restrictions on Christmas Eve because he's an essential worker and he is going to still be delivering Christmas presents this year.
Oh, isn't that good?
Yeah.
I mean, what a lucky man. He's the only person on the planet that can just travel freely.
Yeah, that's
continent
right.
to continent.
Not a problem.
So get excited, kids. Santa's still coming this year, so don't worry.
Is there any COVID-19 on the North Pole?
No.
I would have thought not, yeah.
No, there hasn't been any because
it's... Zero cases.
The only person that lives at the North Pole is Santa and his reindeer.
What
and
about
Mrs.
the
Claus.
Elves?
Yeah, and the elves,
oh,
but...
no, he keeps them in the cages for half the year. No,
they do
joking.
Not. Who are you, Mr. Grinch? Don't listen to Maddie, kids. Anyway, the elves and Santa, they're all very happy and they're going to be coming down under very soon.
How good is that?
Oh, only how many weeks? 7.
7 weeks, okay. Which is not long.
Not long at all. Guys, yay. Up next, our cash cocktail. $350 up for grabs. All you need to do is work out what these three sounds are. And you could win $350 cash instantly. Plus, everyone who calls up goes into the draw to win 12 delicious cocktail cans, all thanks to the Newcastle Distilling Co. These are awesome. It's a party starter pack, and we're going to give one away today.
Yeah.
Oh, our first one. Oh, I wish we could take the first one.
I know.
Party it out.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. The Novos Cash Cocktail. It's your chance to win cash. And only on Newcastle's new FM. Cash money back.
Yeah, that's right. We've got $350 up for grabs today. All you need to do is get the three sounds correct. Plus, everyone that gets on air every time we play this goes into the draw for our huge cocktail party starter kit.
Mm-hmm.
This is all thanks to the Newcastle Distilling Co. They've got these delicious pre-mixed cocktail cans. We're giving away a dozen a week.
So good to one lucky person.
That's right.
The catch is you have to invite us to your party tonight. So we give these. Here are the sounds. 13:10:09 if you want to play.
Okay, here we go.
Let's go to Trish.
Good morning.
Good morning, Trish.
Hi, how you going?
Not too bad. What are your plans for the weekend?
Not much because of the rain, so, yeah.
Don't let the rain stop you. Get out the umbrella.
And I'll probably end up watching Netflix.
Okay.
Oh. Over at the boyfriend's house, or...?
Yeah, I haven't got Netflix on at my place. I haven't got the internet on. So,
off to Rutherford it is, Trish.
Yeah, I'm here now, so yeah.
Oh, good. You're already there.
Well, that's why you're talking quietly, Trish. Yeah. You're trying not to wake him up, eh?
Wake him up.
I've got my own room up here, so yeah. So
don't you sleep in the same room?
Sorry?
Don't you and your partner sleep in the same room?
I snore really bad, Maddie, I've got to have my own room.
Fair enough.
All right, Trish.
First go for you, Trish. What do you think they are?
Would it be getting a can of Milo or Quick, taking the lid off it, and then opening that silver thing that you got to take out before you can use it?
Mm-hmm.
Incorrect. Okay, I'm sorry, but you're in the draw for the cocktail prize for next week, Trish. Thank you.
Yeah, yep. All right, Kylie, how you doing?
Hi, guys.
Hey, hello. Kylie, how are you?
Good, I'm going good. And how are you all?
Really good. Plans for the weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to take the daughter up for just a drive today to Foster.
Oh, beautiful. Oh,
how good will that be? You must be looking forward to it.
We are. Love that up there. So.
Yeah, nice one. All right.
And it's not too far.
Yeah, that's right. That's definitely day trippable.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's try and win you some spending money. $350 up for grabs. What are the three sounds?
The game operation, pulling the gas out, the toilet, and the spanner.
Oh, that's a very good guess. Incorrect, though.
No worries.
Thanks, Dale. Enjoy your day. And let's go to Emma, shall we?
Good morning, Emma.
Hey, Em.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
Emma, you've won the cocktails, though. They're all yours.
The party starter pack's all yours.
Really?
Yeah.
So everyone who plays this game, it goes into the draw, whether you win or not, to win the 12 cans of delicious Newcastle Distilling Co. cocktails. They're all yours.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
No worries. It's a $200 prize. It is good. You can check them out at newcastledistillery.com.au. Party at yours tonight, Emma.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Free to come over if you like.
Done.
There we go. Well, there's the invitation, Maddie.
Enjoy that. Thanks for playing it. So it does pay to play this game. It's good.
Yeah, that's right. That huge prize up to grabs every week plus the cash. It's a double prize.
All right. That's us done. Enjoy the weekend, guys. Jackson, 105 commercial free, kicking off in minutes.
Yo, for your Feel Good Friday, the Biebs Intentions is on the way.
Biebs.
I haven't heard this one in a while. Anne-Marie.
Oh, yeah.
2002.
Do you know what? It's okay for this to come back now.
Yeah.
Is it?
Been banished for long enough.
Yeah.
Love it.
Also, too, Dua Lipa, or as Wendy Williams says, Dua Peep. Don't start now.
I was watching an interview on YouTube last night, and this woman was chatting to Dua. She's like, okay, guys, we're joined by, what was it, Dua Lipa? Dua Lipa.
So bad. Still better, though.
That's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off in minutes. Enjoy your Feel Good
Friday. Goodbye, everyone.
See ya.
Happy weekend.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.